The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, NTPC Limited, India's largest power company, is recruiting junior executives, biomass, on a one-year fixed-term basis, extendable based on performance. There are 50 vacancies and candidates must have BSc in Agricultural Science from a recognized institution. The role involves managing biomass utilization and raising awareness among farmers and the public. The monthly salary is 40,000 rupees with accommodation, HR and medical benefits for the employees, spouse, children and dependent parents. The age limit is 27 years and vacancies are distributed across categories, unreserved, EWS, OBC, SC and ST. Candidates must pass a medical examination as per the NTPC health standards. For more details, kindly go on to www.careers.ntpc.co.in. The Public Enterprises Selection Board, PESB Government of India, invites applications for the position of Chairman and Managing Director at Hindustan Shipyard Limited, HSL. Interested candidates must submit their applications by 15 hours on 4th November 2024, while nodal officers must forward applications by 15 hours on 13th November 2024. For more details, kindly visit PESB website at http://pesb.gov.in. The Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, is inviting applications for the engagement of junior research fellows homeopathy on contract basis. There are three positions available at the Clinical Verification Unit of Homeopathy, Patna. The selected candidates will receive a fixed remuneration of 31,000 rupees per month plus HRA. A walk-in interview or test will be conducted on 24th October 2024, Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Interested candidates can find detailed information about the essential qualifications and experience and the place of posting at the CCRH website, that is www.ccrhindia.nic.in. Pawan Hans Limited, a premier central public sector enterprise under the Ministry of Civil Aviation, is recruiting dynamic professionals on a contract basis for the following positions: trainee technician, 14 vacancies; assistant materials, 4 vacancies; assistant HR and admin, 2 vacancies; station in charge RCS, 8 vacancies; junior engineer civil, 1 vacancy. The last date for application submission is within 10 days of the advertisement's publication. Applications submitted through other sources will not be accepted. For detailed information and online application submission, candidates should visit the career section on the Pawan Hans website, that is www.pawanhans.co.in. The National Water Development Agency, NWDA, under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation, has issued a vacancy circular for one post of civil engineer. The position is to be filled by deputation, including short-term contract, and falls under level 14 of the pay matrix. Eligible candidates are invited to apply by submitting a duly signed application in the prescribed format to the Under Secretary Establishment. Applications can also be emailed to use4-mowr@nic.in or at soe4-mowr@gov.in. Applications should be submitted within 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in Employment News. Advance copies or late applications or those lacking required documents will be rejected. Further details can be found on the website nwda.gov.in or at jalshakti-dowr.gov.in and at dopt.gov.in. The Indian Ports Association, IPA, has announced the recruitment of executive level positions in the civil engineering discipline for various major ports in India. Qualified candidates are invited to apply for these positions. Interested applicants can find the detailed advertisement, including comprehensive information about the recruitment process, on the official website, that is at www.ipa.nic.in. For further information and application details, candidates are encouraged to review the advertisement. The Territorial Army Group Headquarters, Southern Command, Pune, is inviting applications from eligible male and female candidates for two Group C civilian posts, Lower Division Clerk, LDC, and Multitasking Staff, PN. Each position has one vacancy, with the LDC offering a pay scale of level 2 and the PN at level 1. The age limit for both posts is 18 to 25 years, with relaxations for government servants. Candidates must apply for only one post and must submit their applications on plain A4 size paper along with attested copies of required documents to the Territorial Army Group Headquarters within 30 days from the publication date of this advertisement. Final selection is based on merit and subject to document verifications. For details, kindly look up the website, that is at https://www.territorialarmy.in. The Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying is inviting applications for the post of Assistant Director, Official Language, under the Delhi Milk Scheme, West Patel Nagar, New Delhi. This Group A gazetted non-ministerial post is offered in pay level 10 of the pay matrix. The vacancy is to be filled by deputation or promotion composite method. Interested candidates should send their application through proper channel to Sri Sanjay Kumar at Krishi Bhavan, New Delhi. For details, kindly go on to the website https://dahd.nic.in. The National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, Delhi, invites applications for the recruitment of 5 consultants on a contractual basis for a period of 1 year, extendable basis on performance, with a maximum age limit of 56 years. For detailed eligibility criteria and to submit your application online, kindly visit http://careers.nirdpr.in. The last date for submission of online applications is 30th November 2024. The CCS, National Institute of Agricultural Marketing, Jaipur, invites online applications from eligible candidates for engaging a consultant, domain expert, on contractual basis. The consultant will coordinate in compiling information and data related to reform provisions in state marketing laws and their implementation on ground. For detailed eligibility criteria and terms, kindly visit www.ccsniam.gov.in. The last date for application submission is 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in Employment News. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.